You are listening to The Business Wilderness, the voice of entrepreneurs.
Welcome to The Business Wilderness. My name is Ahmed Al-Houli, and today I have a very special guest, Ms. Jo Formosa from Health Dynamics. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ahmed. How are you? Nice to be here.
A pleasure to have you, Jo. Jo, let's get back in time. Who was young Jo at school? What were her aspirations? What were her hobbies? Where is Jo now?
Okay. That's, you know, just a couple of years ago. So, when I was first growing up, I was very much involved in sport. So I was a very keen sort of athlete. I represented in a lot of different sports. You name it, I did it. Where I became really interested in what I do now is I had a pretty bad accident, in the sense of I hurt my back when I was playing softball. I was treated by many physicians. And I really realized I wanted to help people to help how I got helped. And then take a little step further, and which is always a big, surprise to a lot of people. I wanted to get an A in HP. So I did that by doing a sport called hammer throwing. So a girl hammer throwing, and I was leading my way to the Olympic Games. And then I had a pretty bad accident where I ruptured my disc from training. And then All of a sudden my dreams were sort of crushed. So that was a really interesting point where, that sort of pushed me in the direction where I was already studying natural medicine at that time after I finished school. So I was studying remedial therapy where I could help athletes, and I worked with a lot of athletes and sporting teams and Olympic teams. And I actually had a dream to be in the Olympic, softball team was one of my dreams, and I never got there due to so many other things that happened with myself, with injuries, but I actually got to take care of the Olympic softball team in the Olympic Games. So to me, I actually did make the team. Just inside of my disc rupture and problems with my back, I continued to study acupuncture, Chinese medicine. Then that led me into Ayurvedic medicine, which is really, dealing with chronic health. And that led me into neurostrategies, also working with the mind. And that's where I am today. I'm a clinician. I've been in practice for over 22 years. And I always believe the best clinicians are the ones who've had to deal with certain things. So going through those things and seeing myself come out the other side really made me passionate about helping people. So that's what I do.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Take us through basically some of the trends that you're currently seeing now through daily practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, the biggest thing I see in health, especially in the area that I work in, the industry I work in, is mainly healthcare. So the trends we see is that the healthcare system is getting disrupted. So what we know of the healthcare system is that you go to the doctor tells you what to do, you get a prescription, you take that, and then you go home and you get better, and then you go see the doctor if something goes wrong, and then you go back. What tends to be happening now is that, right or wrong, people don't know what's going on, and they're doing their own Googling. So they become their own doctor. So they're going to the doctor with all of their problems and processes and disease. States in America, it's really good because in America, the TV tells you what's wrong with you and then you self-diagnose yourself. We've got people who are in stages of disease process where they actually are not sick. They don't have like a disease that's coming up on like their pathology or their MRI or their blood results or anything like that, but they still don't feel well. So they'll go to the doctor and the doctor won't do any tests because the doctors are so, especially here in Australia, different in other countries. I treat clients all around the world, so I hear all the different stories. But particularly in Australia, where we're run by Medicare and doctors are audited, doctors won't do any of the blood test results that will actually show us pre-stages of the disease process happening. They will wait until it's a full-blown disease before they actually do results, and by that time people have to be medicated. If we can catch things earlier, we can see where people are going into the disease process, that there's many stages before you get to the disease where the body is actually going in disruption. Yeah. And if you can actually make an impact there, that's where I see the trends of our market going, which is the biggest problem. People are confused and don't know what to do.
Wow. There you go. So what's the solution?
So, I mean, the solution is people to be more educated and more informed. Education, I think, is definitely the key, is knowing that when something is not right, what is causing that problem in the first place? Look at the causative factors of disease. If we put as much time and energy into, you know, making our food as medicine, looking at our lifestyle, looking at all the imbalances that are causing all the problems to the body going into distress or disease, we would nip it in the butt before it became a problem, right? So one of the things that we tend to do with our clients is really educate them that their body is very intelligent. And with that intelligence, they get more awareness. So they learn what the digestive system should be doing. They learn how they should be sleeping. They learn about their body types, and there's different body types that should do different things because everyone has their own personalized path to health. We don't have a one-size-fits-all. It doesn't work. Everyone is very different. You've got your skinny minis, you've got your medium build, and you've got people with very heavy bones. It's very different for every single person. So being educated on this, actually, so you can actually make the decision and you can get your body to be intelligent how it was designed.
Okay, interesting. So how do professions in this industry combat these issues that keep arising?
Sorry, so repeat that again.
So the professionals in these industries that are basically waiting for this disease to happen and then medicating it, right? How do we take that extra step in educating these professionals, or they simply don't want to learn?
Well, I work with a team of doctors who are very open-minded. So I have orthopedic surgeons, cardiologists, GPs, which are very more open-minded. There's some that are very closed in the sense that they are trained to prescribe to disease, right? So there is, okay, if it's not a disease, then they don't know what to do because they only do one semester of nutrition, which is, you know, food is our medicine. It's actually causing a lot of disease. They're not trained that way. But I'm telling you, if I was in a car accident or you know, some sort of major trauma, I want a doctor in a hospital to work on me. But if we had our medical system where we had them just for trauma and cases like that, we weren't having them for all these other problems, we would have very much a bigger problem, a different problem, in the sense we'd have empty hospitals. We'd have no work there for nurses and doctors and stuff like that. But we are full of them because of the chronic disease state that our system is in now. You know, this is where some of the challenges are. So I don't know whether you can train the professionals in the sense of educate them. I think they need to be more open-minded that we work together as a team. We look at the causative factors of disease and we can stop that from happening. And Ahmed, like if I have someone who's got very high blood pressure, I make them go medicated, right? I'm not going to get them to have a stroke under my, you know, care because the fact is I believe in natural medicine. It's their body has gone beyond, right? So we definitely work on getting into the point where they don't need it anymore and they let the medicine go, you know, because the body is working properly.
Wow, awesome. So what is the future? So where are we heading basically?
In this industry, I think we're definitely heading into personalized medicine, and we're seeing that already. We're seeing with our DNA genetics, we're seeing with people taking charge of understanding more that everybody needs something different. You know, different people respond to different exercise, different people respond to how many hours of sleep they need. You know, and it's also, you know, different people need to eat differently as well. You've got like the skinny minis that need to eat regular 6 meals a day. You've got other people who you can't miss breakfast, lunch and dinner, and you've got other people who only need to eat once or twice a day, right? But if we're being told by, like, you know, the profession, you must eat, you know, three meals a day plus two snacks, that's what you have to do. Well, that's not listening to the body's intelligence, because you need to listen to the signs that the body is telling you. Like, I have a daughter who has a particular body type where she's not hungry in the morning. So I don't force her to eat before she goes to school. That'll make her more tired and weary, as opposed to letting her eat when she's ready for that. And that's how I train and educate my clients as well. So, you know, I think we're definitely moving towards personalized medicine and more internal intuition of listening to your body a little bit more and becoming more educated.
Wow, awesome, awesome. Any particular resources that you suggest people look to, or anybody they should be listening to, so on and so on?
Yeah, so one of the things that I created and co-created with a guy called Roger Hamilton is we created the Health Dynamics Test and the Health Spectrum Test. The Health Spectrum Test is something that we created, which is a free test, which you can basically do, and you can see the stages of imbalance or disease that you're in. And there's 9 levels, which is like the lighthouse, the 9 levels of spectrum. So the top levels are the mindfulness prism, and, you know, the middle levels are the wellness, and the bottom levels are the sickness prism. And the sickness prism is where the doctors get involved. But, you know, it's where actually people come and see us the most now, because they're tired of not getting the results, right? So we created that test, and we created a second one called the Health Dynamics Test. And this links your mind type and body type together. So that there is one of 80 combinations that you can be. So it's saying, what is your body type, and how does your body and your mind respond to health differently? Because everybody is very different. We have people who are very analytical, and they need the systems and the processes and the data. We have people who need people to connect with and listen to them. We have people who need to see the vision and see the future of it. We have need people who need to see every step-by-step process laid out. Everybody does health differently. And I've seen it through 22 years of being in clinic. I need to talk to every client very differently because they need different resources and support to help them to get to the next level of their health.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. Let's get back to your actual journey. Tell us a bit about some of the things you would do differently. If not, why not? So on. You sort of get the gist. Because we like to share the journey of each entrepreneurial individual who comes with us, and some of the tips and lessons that they've learned from their journey.
Yeah, sure. Great question. Because in hindsight, you always look back and go, oh, if I had known what I know now, what would I have done back then with all that wisdom, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, when I was very first a clinician, you know, you go out there, you do what you do, you end up being good at what you do, so that you end up attracting a lot of people, and then you get like, oh my God, I'm you know, renting or in a space of someone else's clinic, right? And then I end up paying too much rent because I'm paying on percentage. So the better I am, the more rent I'm paying. And I go, hang on a minute, I could earn more if I set my own place up, right? Little do you know, setting your own place up is now you've gone from being a great clinician to being actually an owner of a business and bricks and mortar, and having to deal with all of the next level of, you know, difficulty of running business. And now you've gone from being great at your craft to being having to be great at another strategy that possibly you weren't even trained at. So I think if I was to redo it again, I would look at a better strategy in the sense of staying in someone else's business premises, let them deal with all the admin and everything, and I stay doing what I do really well, and then not get so much caught up in the business side, which sucks a lot of your energy, knowing that now. I think that's probably one of the main things I would definitely change and look at.
Anything else in terms of your own growth? Like your own professional growth?
Yeah, my own professional growth. I think for me, I trust a lot of people. So, you know, I take on people's advice pretty quickly. You know, so I would probably be more taking on somebody at the next level mentoring or coaching at that next level that you want to go to, not too far beyond, right? Because I think sometimes when you go too far beyond, and then move on from that coach to the next level again, right? So really having baby steps in your mentoring and coaching, or finding somebody to take you like along that journey as well that you can trust. And also knowing a little bit about euteria, that's something that I wrote down when, you know, you shot some of the questions to me, is know enough to know what you know should be done, but not enough to do it, right? Because where I've been caught out in the past is that, you know, people would say, oh, yeah, you need this, 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 and this, and then really you don't need all of that, right? So you go and overexpend, like, a certain amount of revenue that you don't need to, and then when you drill it all back, probably one of the biggest lessons I learned is keep it super simple, because really to run a good business is to have amazing, you know, results, have great clients, great relationships, keep it simple so people find it really highly easy, effective to work with you.
Wow, there you go. Joe, I mean, you've shared so much great insight. Any more, we'd probably get lost. So we'll just leave it at that. Before we let you go, where can we find you online?
So if you go to housedynamics360.com, that's really the main website where we do different programs, and you can do the test and you can do the spectrum test. That's a great way to just jump on there. Or we also have our Facebook group as well, Housedynamics. You know, you can find us on there as well, or my personal Facebook group, just Joe Promosa, as well.
Awesome. And somebody wants to contact you personally and have a bit of a chat about their health and so on and so on, just through same channels?
Yes. Yeah, same channel. Go to the contact, you know, joe@housedynamics360.com or support@housedynamics360.com. But if you go to the housedynamics360.com website, it'll direct you to how to contact somebody and get in touch with somebody.
Amazing. Joe, thank you so much for joining me on the Business Wilderness.
Thank you. Take care.
You are listening to The Business Wilderness, the voice of entrepreneurs.